AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he plans to hold a vote next week on a bill that would force the Justice Department to release all Jeffrey Epstein-related files. There would be some redactions. New documents have raised questions about Epstein and his associates, including a 2019 email mentioning President Trump. Charlotte is next on the Trump administration's list for heightened immigration enforcement, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest U.S. city preparing for a potential immigration crackdown by the Trump administration. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. Local activists and officials in Charlotte say they are working to prepare the immigrant community by sharing resources and trying to calm fears. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia launched a massive attack across the country today. He said hundreds of drones and 18 missiles were used. Authorities say at least 4 people were killed in Kyiv and more than 24 injured. South African authorities are facing heavy criticism after they held more than 150 Palestinians on a plane for around 12 hours. South Africa's Border Management Authority said the passengers did not have exit stamps from Israeli authorities, did not indicate how long they would be staying in South Africa, and had not given local addresses, leading immigration authorities to deny them entry. U.S. futures fell and oil prices advanced. This is AP News. Last year's third overall draft pick is already proving himself to be one of the NFL's best.
Drake May and the 9-2 Patriots are on top of the NFL. New England's second-year quarterback tells the AP his team's unexpected success hasn't come as a shock to him.
No, I don't think anything surprised me. When you put the work in and you got good players and good coaches, you know, you're going to get a result that you want.
May's year two growth has been on full display. He leads the league in passing yards and ranks second in touchdowns. That's tight end Hunter Henry.
Shoot, he's my MVP, man.
May is also garnering MVP consideration around the sport. He was showered with MVP chants by New England fans during Thursday night's 27-14 win over the Jets.
You know, just trying to embrace this city and give these fans and this team and just myself, just leave it all out there and give them everything I got.
Geffen Coolball, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.